Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, June 7th, 2010. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you live from Anaheim, California, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our show today will inform, inspire, and encourage you. In a moment, we will begin today's episode, which is actually part two of a former episode. The episode today is called Separation, the Source of All Struggle, Part 2, with my guest, Allie Bierman. She's a psychotherapist, author, and coach who can help you live your very excellent life. But first, I want to welcome all of you, my listeners. I'm so honored that you made space in your schedule to join us because I know you have many other things you could be doing with your time. I encourage you to participate by asking questions or adding comments. If you're on the phone lines, you just need to press pound 1 to let me know you have a question or a comment. And if you're over there in the chat room, just type in your questions or your comments, and I'll be able to see them or read them on the air. Let me remind you that the show is live, so that means anything can happen. Lost signals is one of the most common things that happens. If your call is suddenly lost, just dial in again at 347-539-5700. And don't worry about missing anything because all the shows are recorded and available for you later under on-demand episodes on my show page. Now, if you enjoy this show, please don't keep it a secret. On my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, you can follow me on Twitter. Visit me over there on Facebook, and most important, you can add yourself as a friend of my show. Now, for those of you who don't know me, I am Flora Brown, an author, coach, and inspirational speaker. I invite you to visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, where you will learn about the various programs I have available to help you choose happiness for your life. Now, while you're over there, be sure to take a look at my book, which you can get on Amazon or any of the major booksellers, or you can buy it right there from my website and get an autographed copy. Also, be sure to get the free weekly newsletter and click over and read my blog. You will also see over there on the website how to connect with me on all the major social media sites. Now, if you are local, that means you live in Orange County, Los Angeles County, California, or anywhere near Orange County, and you're ready to come out of hiding and start living your life to the fullest, I encourage you to join me at an interactive meetup that I've set up called From Overwhelmed to Overjoyed, Creating the Life You Want. We meet on the second and fourth Thursdays at 6 p.m., we meet in person, in the flesh, and our next meeting is Thursday, June 10th. Now, you can get all the details about that over on my website at coloryourlifehappy.com. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. In order to get at that, I invite guests from various fields each week: self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change in adversity, parenting, wealth creation, and career, all of those things which contribute to lasting happiness. Today, my guest is Allie Bierman. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Flora.
Thank you so much for coming on again. The last time Allie was on the show, we went on so long, we did not get to cover all the questions that I had in mind for her. So she kindly agreed to come back and do part two today. So I am so delighted that she was able to do that. I want to tell my listeners a bit about you again, Allie, in case they forgot from last time, okay?
Sure.
Okay, Allie Bierman wore many hats across her life as a stay-at-home mom, teacher, soccer coach, artist, composer, and finally a psychotherapist in the 1990s. A disabling injury at the hands of a client flung her into the world of energy and specialized kinesiology. When doctors told her she would not get better, she pursued a new path that led not only to her healing, but also to her commitment to offer assistance to others who were also told, "This is as good as it gets. Learn to live with it." Allie knows how to move people out of their past and empowers them on their own journeys to emotional, physical, and spiritual health, which you're going to find out about that in a minute. In a frank yet gentle-in-your-face manner, she lets people know, "I never ask anything of you I have not done myself." She writes books, music, songs. Matter of fact, you can hear her sing some of her songs if you go over to her blog, to share all she learned on a very meandering yet powerful life path to happiness. Now, Allie's favorite thing to do is work with people, watch their eyes light up, and hear the smile in their voices as shift happens. She constantly creates new coaching and home study courses, which I'm very grateful you do that, as well as ebooks and weekly videos to fulfill on her own life purpose of showing people how to know and love their true self. Her newest home study course, Your Very Excellent Life, takes you step by step through the processes we're going to discuss today and beyond, preparing you to live your very excellent life in all areas. Welcome to the show, Allie Bierman.
Thank you for it. I'm so glad to be back, and thank you for doing this show. I think it's really important to get the message out that you share.
Thank you so much. I guess to get started, we need to give a little background and lead up to where we left off last time. Last time we were talking about the true self. And in order to get in touch and discover your true self, you said that we must be able to shut off our conscious minds, ask questions, to meditate, and you even said that first we should ask our higher power if they're present before we start this, and then and ask the higher power to give us a body sign, correct? Some
right.
kind of sign.
Right.
And then you mentioned something about writing for 5 to 10 minutes. Would you recap what you meant by that?
Yeah, sometimes it's a little hard, especially for somebody who's new to meditating, to really feel and understand signals and messages that are coming. So an alternative to getting the messages that way is to just sit down and put a pencil or a crayon, might even be better, just down on paper and start moving it. And without thinking about what you're doing, just keep moving it. Don't pick it up for 10 minutes. And after a few minutes, you'll start to see either pictures or words that actually you can interpret as the meaning you're trying to find, the messages that are out of your awareness, but they're inside you.
Okay. That's amazing to realize that. And for people who've never tried it, I encourage you to do so. Now, once we know how to communicate with our true self, can you tell us briefly again how we apply that knowing in our everyday lives, how that makes
a difference? Well, your true self is your spirit, your soul. It's the immortal part of you, the part of you that is connected to the all is one. When we're saying we're all one, we're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, it knows your past, present, and future. So it knows what is always, always in your highest and best interest. When you understand how to communicate with that part of you, you can ask any major life decision. Is this the best opportunity for me at this point in my life? Or even small decisions. If I go in and I'm trying to decide between which lemon is going to be juicier, I just ask my higher self to let me know, and it lets me know. And that information is always 100% accurate and always in your highest and best interest. It does not mean you'll never have a painful experience, because some of us, unfortunately, only pay attention and grow when there is struggle. But struggle is optional.
That's true. Now, so this means we can apply this in small and large situations, because you just gave an example of a relatively small situation about the lemon being juicy, but we can apply this in big decisions as well.
Yes. And okay. For that, it's helpful to learn different ways of communicating with your higher self, because I used to need a pendulum, or I'd do something very visible with my muscles or my body to get my yes-no answers. And in the past month or two, I've learned how to just be inside myself and listen and feel my yes or no. So no matter where I am, because it can be a little awkward if you're in a crowded place and you're using your body to see which way you're swaying or something. So
okay.
Being able to do it that way is extremely helpful.
But we have to grow to that stage. We have to start somewhere in the situation.
Absolutely.
That you gave us. Yeah. Now, if we were able to get this totally accurate life forwarding information all the time, don't you then live constantly or instantly in happiness?
Yes, because you're always making choices that are in your highest and best interest. You're no longer having to guess. So you can always move forward, and you can really know who you are instead of the you think you are, that others created you to be. Instead of being your ego self-image that's very limiting, you can be all that you came here to be and do all you came to do.
Now, you mentioned last time that even though this could happen for us instantly, that we have difficulty changing our habits. And you mentioned some reasons for that. One of them, I remember you said, it's because we're lazy, we're emotionally lazy. Could you emphasize that again about changing our habits and why we pay lip service to things but don't take action?
Right. It takes effort to do anything, especially change. First of all, change is scary. People don't want to leave their comfort zones because the unknown for most people is scarier than even discomforts, even pain, thinking of abused people who won't leave. For me personally, staying in unhappiness is a heck of a lot more scary. Then the other thing is it takes a conscious effort because you need to create new file folders in your subconscious mind for new kinds of behaviors. And have to consciously create a new behavior instead of drawing on a behavior which would be a reaction from the past in a known situation. You need to choose a different one. I was just writing an article last night on how to stop smoking or other addictions. And when you know a situation's coming up you've been in before, you picture yourself in a new behavior before doing the new behavior. And by being present in the moment, which most of us aren't present in the moment, you put in place your new behaviors. So it takes a conscious effort. It takes being in the present moment. It takes doing the new behavior every day for 28 days. And if you skip a day, I personally believe you need to start over again.
Start over.
8 days.
Yeah. That's important what you just mentioned about being able to replace the old with something new, that if we don't have a new behavior to put in place, that we're going to easily slip back to the old. We can't just stop smoking or stop whatever. We need to have a new behavior to put in its place, correct?
Absolutely. And you need to replace that habit consciously with one that's a good-for-you behavior, because otherwise the default would be to replace a bad behavior with a bad behavior.
With another bad behavior.
Someone might smoke and start eating more.
Oh, okay. That's true. That's true. That's exactly what happens to many people in the past. Now, let's assume that someone did all the steps. They learned how to communicate with their higher self, their spirit. They changed their habits, and they actually shifted to a new perspective on how to live each day in happiness. Now, how do they create the connection with the life force, with God, the connection you said makes the difference between struggle and the lack thereof?
Well, first of all, remembering that all of you is a divine being, so all of you is that God, that force, the life force, the creator, and of course, that life force is more than just you. So recognizing that fact, so that you aren't just, I call it being in a human suit. And mm-hmm. being present in the moment, living your life in the moment, and focusing 100% with your task at hand. Now, we women are usually very, very adept at multitasking. I know I can do a lot of things, and I always thought I was doing a lot of things well. Like, I don't know how many people are listening to us, and hopefully they're not. But some people are probably doing things like checking email and other things
online. Checking their email.
People do all kinds of things online when they're listening to someone online.
That's true.
Unless they turn them off consciously. So when you focus 100% on whatever activity you're doing, you're creating the habit of being in the present and giving your full attention to that one thing. Like right now, I have two kids, and they're the most important things in the whole world to me. But in this moment, you're mm-hmm. the most important person, and I'm focusing with you 100% because that's who I'm with. So I'm not thinking about the other things I could be doing. I'm not creating a shopping list or making my agenda for the class I'm teaching tonight. I'm with you. I'm listening to you. I'm paying mm-hmm. attention to you. And we're not accustomed to living in the present moment. And when you're multitasking, your brain is so busy with all the noise of all the things it's doing, we don't realize it, but it is, that we can't hear our higher self, our spirit, communicating with us. So in order to recognize that connection and hear what's always going on, what's always in the moment in our highest and best interests, we want to focus on the one task. Instead of going to the gym, or I walk on an elliptical walker sometimes, I always did it with headphones, learning stuff. Well, now I just pay attention to my breathing and the oxygen going to my muscles, and I'm getting a more efficient workout that's having a greater impact on me improving my health.
That just reminds me of those treadmills I've seen some devised with the TV screen. Some of them even have a little platform for your computer so that you can put your laptop there and work on your computer while you're on the treadmill. It seems like a conflict right there to me. So what you're talking about is whatever we're doing at the moment to be fully there with that person, that activity. And that multitasking really is a disservice. It's really not what we as efficient as we think it is, right?
those are my personal beliefs. And since I've switched to living that way myself, I really feel a difference. I feel like I'm doing everything better. Not that I ever thought before I wasn't doing it well, but I think I'm doing it a lot better now. Plus, I think it's real important to be able to hear your spirit, because your spirit's there communicating with you all the time. We talk about it like it's something separate from us, but it is us. It's who we are, true self.
I like that. Our spirit is us, which gets me to how does remembering this connection lead to happiness?
Well, you hear it all over the Internet, all over the, New Age thought, that everything, us, every item, is energy. Love is the highest frequency, the highest vibration. God, Source, is pure love. When you remember you're plugged into that highest vibration, that's who you really are, then you feel your own energy soar. You feel your frequency increase. And higher frequencies are taller waves, and they move faster. And everything you want that's good in life is at a higher frequency. And the law of attraction teaches us that we can only attract what we vibrate in harmony with. So take a look at your world, and if you're living in happiness, you're vibrating at a high frequency. But if you're not living in your dreams, your frequency is lower. And you need to do the things that will raise your frequency. And living in love and becoming love is one way to get you there fastest.
Okay. So I took notes on what you were saying. So everything is energy, and when you say operate at a higher frequency, I was visualizing those taller waves that are moving faster, and that whatever it is that is best for us, the things we want most are at that higher level. So we have to increase our vibrations in order to be in harmony with that good. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Think about, I hate to tell people, think about something that pulls you down, but just for a moment, think of someone you know who's depressed. They're usually hunched mm-hmm. over. They kind of walk slow with their head down. Their vibrations mm-hmm. are long, low, slow-moving waves. Their frequency's mm-hmm. lower. And think about mm-hmm. somebody you know who's happy and you just love being around them. They probably talk faster. They certainly walk with a better posture and probably speak faster, move faster, walk faster. They mm-hmm. have a higher frequency. They're living in those quick, tall waves.
Okay. So once we get to this level of happiness, so what? What does it matter to anyone but to us? Isn't focusing solely on ourselves selfish, on getting to our own happiness? Isn't that selfish?
I love when people bring up that point. See, selfish isn't taking care of yourself first. It's not doing what you want to do. Selfishness, and these are the words of Oliver Wendell Holmes, is expecting others to do what you want them to do. So when you're taking care of yourself, you're being the best you that you can be, and you're raising yourself to a level where the love you have for yourself is just so natural. It oozes out of you. It pours out of you. It fills a room. People want to be around you. They're attracted to you because being around you is showing them a way to be. And it's not what we say in life, it's what we do that people mm-hmm. imitate. It's what we do mm-hmm. that helps people to grow and expand and to really move into their own dreams. So when you are love and you're exuding love, then you have endless love to give. So taking care of yourself first not only isn't selfish, it's generous. You can't give what you don't have.
That's right. I like what you said a few minutes ago about being selfish is actually expecting other people to do things for you. I hadn't thought of it that way. That's what really selfish is about. Taking care of yourself is a generous thing to do because no one else has to do that, and they benefit from your presence, correct?
Absolutely. What I say is loving yourself first is not selfish, it's mandatory.
Because if you don't love yourself, how can you love other people? That's going to be pretty tough, right?
Yeah, and how are you going to do your best at anything if you're not loving yourself?
Could you tell us what's the next step? What can each individual do to make a difference for all of us and the planet, too? We have to include the whole planet. What's the next step after this taking care of self, loving ourselves first, and being so full that we fill up a room and people want to be around us? What's the next step?
I believe it's seeing yourself as one with all, living in the truth that at all times you're one with the God force, you're one with everything, not just people, but even inanimate objects. You're one with everything that exists. And everything that you think puts out a feeling, an emotion that goes out into the universe and eventually comes back to you. So be careful what you think. When you're seeing everyone out there as a divine being, guess what? They become that divine being. So even if you're around people you don't like, if you're putting mm-hmm. out that energy of love and remembering that really who they are in truth is whole and perfect, just like you, wanting the best for everything, for everyone, for themselves, for the planet, that's who they'll become. So I was One of my fun things that I do is I work with people and we do things like we made a movie over the weekend for a contest. Mm-hmm. And there are all these new people. We don't usually have a cast that big. But all these people who didn't know anything about making a movie kept complaining that the directors weren't doing things right. And at first, I caught myself judging them, which is the way mm-hmm. I used to be. And then I realized, whoa, they're just divine beings having their human experiences. And when I looked at them that way, I found myself smiling all day, which wouldn't have happened a few years ago. I would have gotten all caught up in all the complaining and all the judging going on. And it was mm-hmm. a very long but very enjoyable day. So whenever I remember that each of us is part of God, the whole world looks different. And you're putting out a different energy when you feel that way because you're sending out love and acceptance. People
That's right.
feel it. Not any of this is going on in their awareness. They mm-hmm. just feel differently, and they act differently.
Yes, yes. That is so true. I've experienced that as well. Tell us about your program and how we can benefit from it.
Your Very Excellent Life is a 10-part coaching program that I originally delivered over a 6-month period because I like to do 3 units a month and then, have an extra week for, have an extra week for people to incorporate, use, and apply what they've learned. So it's starting out with a unit on exactly where you are, how to know where you are, how to discover what your real true core values are, and then proceeding each week in a unit like one is your emotional well-being, one's your physical well-being, one is all about your issues around money and finances. And there's 9 different topics that cover pretty much each area of your life, and mm-hmm. I have both live, they're recorded now, group calls, so those are Q&A calls dealing with each topic, as well as me delivering on a separate call each of those subjects, so they're pretty thorough, so it's approximately 2 hours on each topic, plus sheet, a homework sheet, because nothing's of any use. You're not going to change your life unless you actually the action.
Do that homework.
Yes.
How can people access this? Can you tell us how to get a hold of this program?
Yes, if you go to www.yourveryexcellentlife.com, mm-hmm. you'll see that's a special page up there just for your listeners, Flora. When I do that as a live call program where people are calling in each week, mm-hmm. I charge $1,100 for it, but I thought $1,100 these days is probably out of the reach for most people. Mm-hmm. So I took out the live part, but that's still 2 calls for each topic and mm-hmm. the full 10 units. And I reduced the price to just $267. And for people who find it a little hard to put out that $267 at once, because I know I've certainly been there, $47 a month for the 6 months.
Wow, okay. So it's a total 6-month
program.
I'm not
sure I worded clearly on the site, but if people want to have email access to me, because often when you go through a program, you have questions, which is why I was doing it with live calls, it's $50 more total, not $50 more each month, and I usually charge $95 a month for email access to me.
Okay. So the first thing is for the listeners to go to www.yourveryexcellentlife.com, and there they will get the details you just shared with us, 6 months, what the components are, and they can also then see the options for signing on to this program so they can begin living their very excellent life. And I'm definitely going to go over there and take a look after the show. Now, we're getting toward the end of the show today, and I definitely don't want to leave anything out this time. So I want to know, do you have some additional information you want to share with us about the whole idea of separation, this whole idea that our struggle comes from this perceived separation idea we have in our heads?
Well, the reason that you struggle is because you don't know what decisions are in your highest and best interest. Your spirit
mm-hmm.
knows. Therefore, mm-hmm. when you know you are your spirit, you communicate all the time with your spirit, you're never going to make a choice that hurts you, not in the big picture.
Okay.
The struggle is
from trying to go it alone without spirit, is what I hear you say.
Yeah, because people don't know that, and they guess, and maybe they'll flip a coin or something like that to make important life decisions, or they'll ask their friends. Well, their friends don't know.
Okay, so I'm making notes because this helps me. So the struggle comes from not remembering or maybe not knowing in the first place that we are spirit and that we have access to this help, and it's at a subconscious level. We can't rely on just our conscious knowing and our surface friends and surface tricks that we use to try to get in touch or make decisions. So it's very important to go back to what you said in the beginning. Getting in touch with that higher source is where it all begins.
Right. And also to remember that you are God, you are spirit, so that for some people it might be a little, they might see it as blasphemous to say the words, I am God. So mm-hmm. perhaps it's easier to start out by saying, I am one with God. So mm-hmm. first thing I do in the morning before I get out of bed is I meditate, and the first thing I acknowledge is my higher self, whose name I know from asking, mm-hmm. Show me that they're aware and present with me, which, of course, I know they really are, and all my guides and all my angels, because they're all kinds of invisible beings who are with us all the time. And then another thing that I'll do is say, God is love. I am God, or I am one with God. I am love. God is joy. I am one with God. I am joy. God is peace. I am one with God. I am peace. You say that every day, and you'll get it inside you to the point where you're feeling it, and it gets incorporated into your energy, and you really get it and live it. So that's
okay.
Another way of connecting with the all is one. So you're acknowledging your spirit, and you're acknowledging your spirit as connected with all that is. And then the whole world looks different to you.
Yes, yes. Every single thing I've read or heard about happiness and about our highest good, it always starts with the idea of meditation or prayer or going within, whatever you want to call it. It always starts there. And you've stressed that and underscored the importance of that as where we begin if we want to avoid the struggle, because we settle for struggle when we don't have to. Correct?
Yes. Well, we're programmed that way somewhere, I don't know, in the last couple hundred years, the default thinking became negative, and people who live in happiness, who are optimistic, they're called Pollyanna thinkers.
Yes.
And when did it ever become accurate that looking at the negative side of things is reality and not being real? I mean,
mm-hmm.
if you're looking at the positive side, people will say, get real. Oh, thank you.
Because they think that negative is the real, perhaps because they're vibrating at that lower level. It's what they are in tune with, and they think
yeah.
it's real.
Yes.
And for them it is, I suppose, in that sense, because they haven't been able to or don't even know that they can vibrate at a higher level. And it's unfortunate that one of the things I covered in my book was the fact that being unhappy and negative and miserable seems to be pretty popular. And if you're standing around the water fountain, as you just said, talking about positive things and projecting the positive outlook, you will often be accused of being a Pollyanna, having on rose-colored glasses, or you'll be urged to get real. And unfortunately, we know that real is getting in touch with spirit, and that's so critical. So I'm so glad that you shared that with us again today. I want to emphasize to the listeners to go over immediately after to www.yourveryexcellentlife.com and take a look at this wonderful program you've put together. I'm going to be going over there myself. Do you have any closing words for us today as we move toward the end of this episode?
The one thing I wanted to mention is tonight there is an international prayer meditation energy, I don't know what to call it, thing going on for the restoration of the health to the planet and therefore to all people. And while some people are focusing it on the Gulf oil spill, mm-hmm. if you just take at 9 p.m. Eastern time, just sit quietly by yourself and either say a prayer or meditate or whatever you do, just take a few minutes and focus on how you want the world to be, to see the air and the water and the land healthy and people enjoying vital, full, optimal health, rather than focusing on, oh, there's the oil spill and let's get it cleaned up. Focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. And just remember, please, because this is going on worldwide and there's power. Okay. There's huge power in numbers. Sending all of that energy out to the universe.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And what I like about this is we don't have to get dressed and go anywhere. We can participate in this international prayer meditation for the planet tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, which is 6 p.m. Pacific time, just where we are. We can just get quiet and meditate on what we do want to see for our planet, just where we are. That's great. I love that. And that power can be felt around the world if we all choose to do it at that time. That's wonderful. Thank you for telling us about that. Is there anything else you want to share with us about your work that you're doing?
I was inspired by you. I started a meetup group, and that's the group I have coming tonight.
Oh, really? What's the name of your meetup?
Beyond the Law of Attraction. Because I find people talk about the Law of Attraction, but it's just a theory. But what I do is have people experience they theorize about, so you can see in the moment how your thoughts are impacting everybody out there. If you're in a grocery store, if you're working someplace, know that if there's somebody out there who's angry or upset, they're impacting you and vice versa.
Now,
so
this is local in your area?
I have a studio in my home, so, it's right here in my studio.
How did they find out? So this is people who are in your city and state, which is?
Yes. In the greater Boise area in southwest Idaho.
Okay. How would they find out about your meetup? What's the URL for it?
Oops.
Is it called Beyond the Law of Attraction?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So they could just go to meetup.com and put that in, I think.
Yeah, or even look for a group in the Boise area, And they'll see my picture, Allie Bierman, with the group. It's a long URL. I didn't even think of that.
How long has your group been meeting? It must be fairly new.
It's brand new. We've had one. We had one meeting that people attended. I had a miscommunication. Forgot to put my address in. That made it hard. I was, I guess I was expecting people to use divination and find me, but it didn't work.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so delighted that you started that group because we need all the positive help we can get with getting in tune with our higher selves, and this is another one of those things. I thank you again for joining me on the show. I know that people are going to go over and visit yourveryexcellentlife.com on the site, and thank you for setting it up for my listeners. We're nearing the end of today's show, and I know that my listeners have been enlightened, encouraged, and empowered, because I have. And I encourage all of you to share what you've learned here with your family and colleagues. Shows like this really require listening a second and third time. So remember, the recording of the episode is on my site at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. Also, you could subscribe to my show and get it as a podcast on iTunes, which means it'll automatically be added to your iTunes account every week. I want to thank all of you for tuning in, and I invite you to join me again next Monday, June 14th at 11 a.m. for another inspiring and exciting show. Let me remind you that you can visit my website, coloryourlifehappy.com, where you can find out about upcoming radio shows. You can also find out about the group that I started here locally called From Overwhelmed to Overjoyed, and we meet every second and fourth Thursdays here in Orange County. The details are over there. I'm your host, Flora Brown of Color Your Life Happy, the radio show designed to help you uncover the joy you deserve. Allie, thank you so very much for being on again, and I'm going to remember to join in the prayer tonight, the International Prayer Meditation at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time. You don't have to do anything but sit quietly in your house or office, wherever you happen to be at that time, and join in a prayer for the positive things you want to see for our planet. I'm coming to you live from Anaheim, as I do every Monday at 11 a.m. I want to encourage you to have a blessed week and to remember to color your life happy. Thank you again, Ellie, and you have a blessed rest of the day. You have a busy day, your meetup and the prayer tonight, right?
Yes, thank you so much for...
Thank you. Goodbye now, and remember...
Color Your Life Happy.